Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody. Wow, this is the weirdest mic stand yet. I don't know what to do with it, so I'm going to pull it out. How many times have you said that? Welcome! Welcome to the UCB Theater. A live audience is here for my podcast, I Love Movies. Let's hear it for you for coming in. Let's hear it from you. I've got a couple of great guests that are coming out here in a second, but at the first part of the show, I'd like to just make a few announcements and proclamations that I've written down on some Post-its, because I'm a professional humoredian, and my CD, Professional Humoredian, is currently available at astrecords.com. Like I said, we're at the UCB Theater. My show, The Benson Interruption, happens live here at the UCB Theater on the second Monday of each month at 11 p.m. Yeah, it's a late show on a Monday, so we'll see how that works out. And my final announcement that I want to make is that I Love Movies is we're going to start taping two episodes a month starting in September. So live audience, come back for those, and listening audience, listen twice as often. All right, here we go. Tropic Thunder, as we are recording this, opens this evening at midnight. Has anyone seen it already? A few people. Good for you. And very excited about it. I might add, I would imagine that our microphones didn't even pick that up, but there are 7 lackadaisical reactions to having already seen it. It'll knock your dick in the dirt, that's what I'll say about it. It is a lot more violent and action-y and war-y than I expected. But also, spoiler alert, there is a subplot involving a mentally challenged man who does not exist. He's a character played by Ben Stiller within the movie, because Ben Stiller is an actor in the movie, and he also plays this retarded character. Retarded fellow. And the joke in the movie is that, you know, it's a thing you do to win Oscars is to play a retarded person. And It's one of the funniest jokes in the movie that he goes overboard and is way too retarded. And another character has to point out that you need to pull back on the retardation a little bit. That you have to go Forrest Gump strength in order to be beloved and successful and win an award. And when you go full-blown retard. So anyway, it's funny, and I don't want to ruin too much of it, but I will say this, that now there's a group that plans to boycott the movie on behalf of the retarded. And my argument is this. It's an R-rated movie. Most retards are under 18. So I don't see what the problem is. They're not going to see it. My guests tonight. Oh my God, this is exciting. I'll do it in alphabetical order. This first gentleman was a writer on the amazing cult classic Mr. Show and also appeared in it and is the curator of Comedy Death Ray every Tuesday night here at UCB in Los Angeles. Please welcome Scott Aukerman, everybody. Scott Aukerman is here. Yeah, sit next to me.
Oh,
I like it. You wore your choo-choo hat.
And, choo-choo!
And also,
that's why I say when I wear the hat.
What? And also joining us, also here this evening, is a fellow you might recognize from being the voice of a disgusting rat in a restaurant and a delightful human being on King of Queens. Ladies and gentlemen, Patton Oswalt is here! Holy crap! Here we go. Hey, Patton. Oh, you're dressed up.
Yes.
You just flew in? You just landed at LAX?
I landed at LAX. Yeah, it's 7:15.
You guys can just take those out of the stands and talk.
So will do.
Stand-up style.
Oh, that's nice.
So you were in first class? Did you dress nice for the plane?
Yes. I did a spats-only flight. There's a new... they have this new thing because of JetBlue. Now they have the other spectrum, which is spats, top hats, and canes. And,
but you were on the flight that you only wore spats.
Yes.
Nothing else.
Exactly. And you have to wear spats and just spats. But you also have to, you can't get on the plane, you have to give your card to the butler, and then he sees you in and announces you on the plane. It's very nice. I like it.
You actually have cards made just for that.
They're only good for the plane. You have to make them for the plane. You have to have your flight number stamped.
On the back, there's a watermark that says plane only.
It was, it was $17,000 one way, but it was really worth it. It felt special.
How much was it round trip?
Round trip, you know what? When I asked,
do you guys need me at all?
Hey, buddy.
I could take
so
off.
Tell
if you
me
want.
More.
Well,
if you want to do this interview,
tell me more about your lie. Keep going on that.
Was the butler's name Alfred? Let's talk about Dark Knight already.
Wow.
Yeah, segue time.
Wow, movies.
Let's do it. Let's talk about Dark Knight,
well
you guys.
In your dojo.
First of all, how many times have you seen it, Patton?
Twice.
Yeah, me too, Scott.
Once.
Loser! Are you going to see it again in a motion picture theater?
I feel like I am, but I just have never done it.
You better. And IMAX the first time or never?
No, never.
Yeah, I haven't IMAXed it yet. I want to IMAX
guys.
It.
Yeah. Let's go tomorrow.
This is one of the few movies it's worth the trip. It's worth dealing with Universal or the bridge.
Because we have to go to Mexico, right?
Yeah,
that's
you
where
have
IMAX,
to. You have to buy a spats-only flight to Nogales, make cards. I saw it at the Universal City Walk, which is one of the worst places, not just to see a movie, just to go, period. Just to actually be a human being alive.
It's horrible.
It is truly horrible. And it was so... I mean, the first shot of the movie, which is in IMAX, the audience gasped. Has anyone here seen it in IMAX? Do you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? The first, it's the shot. It's nothing crazy going on. It's nothing, but the way that it's angled, you're just, oh wow, that's really fucking scary.
You're like, I should not have gotten this high before coming to see this. This is messed up.
I saw Jurassic Park 3 in an IMAX and didn't care for it, and so I figured I don't like IMAX theaters.
I think
it was IMAX's fault.
Yeah. Not the plastic dinosaur heads being shoved under the doors in that movie. God, it looked like a Christian haunted house, some of those scenes. It was so lame. It really did. Here's what happens if you believe in evolution.
I just remember that William Macy was in that, and around that time I'd finally decided that William Macy has Todd Glass's mouth.
When did you kiss William Macy?
When did that?
When did you kiss William Macy?
Same night I kissed Todd Glass.
Wow.
But no, they have that, and it would be actually Bill Macy would be a good Batman. He's got like Batman mouth. He's got like
no, he doesn't.
You do too, Patton. You got a good Batman mouth.
Oh, no, yeah. I have like a wide like.
You got
Harold Bloom mouth.
Look at him. Look at him.
No.
Look at him.
This is a mouth that should be criticizing like bad poetry, not threatening criminals with smoke bombs. It should be saying, "I thought the meter was lacking in direction." That's the kind of mouth I have.
What if you did both?
I saw.
Oh, that'd be great.
Last December, when they showed 10 minutes, the first reel, if you will, of The Dark Knight before I Am Legend. I saw that in IMAX, and I saw that whole bank sequence that's at the beginning of the movie, and then I Am Legend started, and I screamed, "Fuck you, I Am Legend! I want Time Machine now! I need to see this goddamn movie!"
I just remember...
It was so amazing.
The weekend it came out, I saw it earlier in the week that it came out, and then I was in Irvine, at the Irvine Improv, the Friday that it came out. So I was talking about, because when I was walking through the Spectrum... There's all
place
all
dropper.
These, yeah, exactly. I'm hanging out there by Spectrum. And a little disdainful sniff. And I just saw all these families in line to go see the PG-13 Dark Knight.
Yeah, little
and,
kids.
Oh, man. I was on stage saying, folks, do not take it. This is like taking them to see a snuff film. They managed to make a PG-13 snuff film. It's so psychologically fucked up. It's not violent, but like people will go off screen and then teeth and limbs will start flying on screen. So it's perfect for kids to fill in really awful things in their heads.
Some people would say that it is morally irresponsible to make a PG-13 Batman movie that's so nihilistic. What would you say to that?
Named Doug some Benson. Of those people.
He turned it on you. Now let me ask the audience, who has still not seen Dark Knight and also would be upset if we ruined parts of the plot? In this audience.
Wow, no everyone's seen it.
Finally,
let's do it.
Finally,
wow.
It's been out for 4 weeks, and that's the first audience I've been in front of that doesn't have a bunch of people going, clapping, going, "Don't spoil it." And then I go, "Listen, I have important jokes I want to tell about Batman dying. That was a crazy twist." Yeah. And I'm tired of keeping my mouth shut.
And
4 weeks
Joker
after Empire Strikes
mask.
Back, everybody knew. Yeah. Oh, God, that'd be great.
Oh, wouldn't that be amazing?
Now, what's this rumor I heard? Mm-hmm. Did you guys hear this? That T.J. Miller has already been cast as the Joker in the next movie?
Yeah, no.
You heard that?
True.
Who's T.J.
Really?
Absolutely T.J.
true.
Miller?
Why are you saying that?
I don't know. This is so ridiculous.
Who's T.J. Miller?
He's a comedian. He was
comedian,
in the monster movie.
He was in Cloverfield. And uh-huh. Carpoolers.
Uh-huh. He's got a similar
but maybe
haircut
it's just
to
a rumor.
Heath Ledger.
Maybe it's just a rumor. Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I bet you I was at a party and someone was like, "Oh, T.J. Miller should play Joker in the next movie."
And you remember
and I was
it
like,
from
the next
trades?
Day I was like, "T.J. Miller's gonna play the Joker." And then you're right. I just saw him yesterday and his hair's all greasy and scraggly and long.
Well, it's your friend who always talks in news headlines. "T.J. Miller to play Joker."
Oh, that's, and it always makes me dizzy because whenever he speaks, he's spinning. But Dark Knight is clearly the best movie of the year, maybe the best movie of all time, until let's not get crazy, Beverly Hills Chihuahua is coming out. So that might topple it. But here's my thing, is that 4 weeks in, it's still number one. Pineapple Express came in number two its opening weekend.
And got stellar reviews, was totally set to win.
Everybody loved it.
Win,
I can't wait to
except
see
by
it.
Me.
Couldn't do it.
But keep it to yourself, Scott. But
you deserve that number two.
I can't.
Wow.
I can't disparage a movie that's so pro pot or ultimately anti pot. I heard, but anyway,
you should stop smoking pot.
We have to stop smoking pot, everyone!
Now that's Rosie Perez? Is that who you're doing? She's in it. That's weird to me. But anyway.
Playing the same character in every movie, the anti-smoking person at the end.
Yeah, with the big
tits.
Like
her sixth movie.
But, but it's at 400 and some million. It's encroaching on. It beat Shrek 3. It's encroaching on one of the Star Wars that's the number two movie.
Do people tune into this podcast for news?
Yeah, well, no, because this thing will be posted like 3 weeks from now. But my point is.
Well, you should give it a screen by screen average. I mean, your listener is going to be so pissed off if they don't.
My point is, people, we have the chance here to take down Titanic as the most popular movie of all time.
We do, yeah. We do.
Let's fucking do it already.
Finally, people can stop
see
talking
again,
about
it. Everyone go see it in IMAX, because that's $15 a throw usually.
Oh, man.
So that's going to throw more money into the till.
I will say, if you haven't seen it in IMAX, it's a mind fuck. There are scenes that it... Just action-wise, it's a mind fuck.
It's the same movie, but just bigger, though, right? But,
No. A dick comes out and goes into your ear.
It goes in.
And you get completely mind fucked.
No, I think Nolan has seen movies in IMAX and then, oh, they just fucking made it bigger. So there are scenes he shot just for IMAX that take advantage of the fact that it's suddenly going to be huge. Like when he's up on rooftops and you're looking down seemingly miles and you're
sudden get bigger in the IMAX theater? Does it like take you out of
it's
the movie?
It's not totally IMAX the whole time. There's just certain sequences. Just like if you're reading a comic, you turn the page, some of the panels are bigger. Why not do it in a comic book movie? It works.
Nerd. Yeah.
If you were to read Will Eisner's graphic storytelling, volumes 1 and 2, you would know that
the complexity of
different
mouse.
Please let me finish argument. Different box sizes can bring the read.
All right, so here's the other thing. Here's one of the other things I want to get started.
Sure.
I want to start a campaign that will involve me doing absolutely nothing but speaking about it right now, where we don't allow any other actor to play the Joker. Like, the Joker's just gone now. Like, we just don't
He's
see him again
up,
ever.
We hear his voice,
any
maybe.
Other but T.J. Miller. Is that what you're saying?
If it's my friend T.J. Miller, then okay. But, no, seriously, no Joker from now on, right?
Yeah, he's in Arkham Asylum.
And what villain do we go to next? To help
well,
out?
They can bring back
Chris
Ra's
Nolan
Ghul.
Listens to this, by the
what
way.
About, what about Lex Luthor?
Oh, Scott. Dear, sweet, innocent Scott.
Yeah, he's in there. Fucking.
You know, DC should do the shit that Marvel's doing now, which is, you know, in every one of your superhero movies,
Spider-Man
you have other people that you're going to spin off into other movies and then promise the, you know, the nerds a huge Avengers thing down the road.
But that's
fucking, first of all,
that Nick Fury scene at the end of Iron Man was, I was like, I sat through 15 minutes of credits for this bullshit. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, I'd heard there's a scene at the end, and I waited for it, and then nothing interesting happened.
It was a powerful scene, though. He walked in and said
something. I
think I'm
going to leave this podcast before it gets ugly. I'm just going to, it's weird.
You love that? Did you love that?
Fucking loved it.
Okay, but.
Come on.
But how about Iron Man in the Hulk? Did you love that?
That was the only good part of the movie for me. I was watching that, going, oh, fuck, this is great. They're going to start tying them all together.
I was watching that movie going, I want the movie to be about that dude.
Yeah.
That's the interesting guy.
Exactly. And now the new Wolverine movie has Deadpool in it, and they're going to start just linking all these guys up.
It's got an entire Clint Eastwood movie in it?
Yes. Jim Carrey is back lip syncing. It's going to be great.
I don't think I can see it because I think I'm committing suicide before you stop talking.
But they're promising, it's like they're building up a huge nerdgasm like 3 summers now. They're
But how could it be better than Dark Knight? How could it possibly be better?
I mean, the
Watchmen,
thing about
what about Watchmen?
I went to Comic-Con and saw the other trailer of it.
Other trailer?
Well, yeah, he made an expanded trailer.
Where?
What'd you think of that?
At Comic-Con.
Who's the nerd all of a sudden? I went out and...
Wait a minute,
I brought some fruit roll-ups and Gatorade to sustain myself in the heat while I was in line. And, you know, made a plan and saw it through.
We were all at Comic-Con.
We can't really toss nerd stones right now.
Then afterwards, I ate gloating nachos.
But yeah, they showed.
I got my picture taken with 1,800 Princess Leias.
Did you see that?
What?
All the Princess Leias?
There was a lot of them.
They all gather at a certain point.
They gather at a point?
There's a slave Leia.
Did somebody lay down with a boner just ready?
No, Doug, they gather at a certain point in Scott's mind. You can't go.
No, they all go to like the Star Wars booth, and they had a huge picture taken of all the slave Leias.
How many were there, do you think?
There's two.
And then they have the...
How many smelled good out of the two? Half of one?
Only one smelled like
bottom
bullion
half of
mix.
One.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Oh, your lower half smells great. Yeah, it masked the upper half a little bit, but not totally.
I did know Leia smelled like soup mix.
All right, back to Dark Knight. Yes, I can't stop talking about Dark Knight.
What are your jokes, by the way? You say you
I have
all these...
What do you mean? I don't have jokes about Dark Knight. I have questions about Dark Knight.
Deep searching questions?
Yeah, that hopefully bigger nerds than I can answer.
Are you going to go see it again?
I'm going to see it as many times as I have to beat Titanic.
Wow. A one man.
If I just have to stand there, I'll have one ticket to all showings today, please.
I think if you see it 100 million more times, it'll do it.
It would do it, yeah.
It will beat Star Wars, it looks like. That makes me very happy.
I think it could beat Titanic. People are down on it, but it made like 24, 28 million this last weekend, and I think it could do it. I'm praying you could do it. What's going to open?
You know, the Olympics are happening right now. Our country is going for. You're like, come on, Batman.
Our country.
You can do it.
Our country. I don't think of athletes as being.
Oh, God. Why did I get him started on this?
I was watching the Olympics last night and the gymnastics guys, and I was like really pulling for them. I'm like, oh, man, it's awesome. They got the bronze.
So you were masturbating?
Yeah. But I was like, they got the
bronze. I'm pulling for my Yanks.
It was right there. It was right there, Scott.
They got the bronze medal, and then one of the athletes like looks in the camera and goes, "That's how we roll."
Oh, no!
Oh.
And then, check this out. Oh. 10 minutes later, they celebrate because they actually officially won. He leans in and goes, "That's how we roll." One more time. He's the "That's
Maybe
how we roll"
thought
guy.
Thought the cameras
the
were rolling the last time. Or...
Wow.
Do you think he'll be embarrassed when he like looks back on this?
No way.
In 1 year.
He'll never be embarrassed. That was an awesome thing to say.
Well, who do you think should be the villains in the third one?
I was watching Jerry Maguire the other day.
Oh, why?
It's really watchable.
Okay.
It is.
If you're a person that has the capacity to love.
Oh, that, no.
And your heart is not made of shit.
No, that died in chorus camp.
But,
so long ago.
But there's this, you know, a lot of the dialogue's very clever, and it's gone into the, you know...
Stratosphere
and the zeitgeist, and people talk about it, and they quote it all the time. But do you remember how Cuba Gooding kept saying, "I need to have Quan"?
Yes.
He kept saying that like he's intentionally mispronouncing coin in a sentence that where coin didn't even belong.
I never got that from it, but yes, go ahead.
Wasn't he? Wasn't it supposed to be like, because he's saying, I want the money, and then he says, I need Quan.
No,
I thought
Cameron
it was
Crowe,
C-O-I-N.
He based that on an athlete he was interviewing, and this guy says, I got this thing, I call it my Quan. And it was just a word.
He took that from somebody?
No, it was a word that some athlete made up, and he goes, I made up this thing called Quan, and if I focus on it, then that's what I focus on, like, I need my Quan.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, and I'm just going to take
Cuba
that.
Cuba Gooding Jr. says it over and over again in the movie, and you can hear that word hitting the ground and causing a dent in the floor, because it just now it's like, what is he talking? Like, it didn't catch on. Like, you complete me and had me at hello, and I want the money.
Show me the money. I want the wow.
I want the fucking money.
I want the money.
You showed it to me. Now give it to me. Why are you just showing me money? That is the weirdest thing.
You were just
That's
like,
what Tom Cruise should have done. He's like, here's some fucking money. Look at it, bitch.
Like,
but anyway.
My grandfather quoting movies. I love that. Remember when he says, hey, Luke, I'm your dad. Remember that in Empire? That was something else.
How about it?
Hey, Luke, I'm your daddy-o.
How about in Wizard of Oz where she said, there's no place like it, Holmes?
I was waiting tables when Jerry Maguire was out, and there was a table of old ladies who, the entire time I was serving them, told the entire plot of Jerry Maguire, and it took the entire dinner.
That's a complicated plot to tell.
Yeah.
It's like, Jerry kind of likes her, then he thinks he loves her, but then
it
he's
took
not
the
so
entire,
sure.
The entire dinner, and then the old lady says, so he finally comes back and says a whole speech about how he loves her. He wants to be with her. And she says, you know what? You lost me at hello.
Got me back through a boring speech.
And her companions just sort of looked at her like, what is this fucking movie you're telling us about?
That sounds horrible. So he loses?
She was also the woman who said, her companion said, I love to go to the 99-cent store. And she went, I prefer the 98 cent store.
Jewish?
That's not
Jewish?
About movies.
Was he Jewish?
Might have been. This is Sherman Oaks.
Terrible stereotype. Okay, so the Scarecrow in Dark Knight.
Yes.
What's going on there?
I loved it. I love the fact that that's their way of saying he was this big villain mm-hmm. in the first one, and now things are going to get worse.
Bullshit.
Now, you know, Batman's getting better at what he does, so that's... It's like that was like an open mic for a comedian. Now he's like, I'm beyond that, and now he's got to go do Letterman, and that's the Joker. And he's
why
like,
would
oh,
he be
shit,
like
I'm
with
nervous.
A team of Batman impersonators though? Like and not like why is he suddenly trying to fight bad guys?
He wasn't with the impersonators.
The impersonators were
they just showed up trying to fight him. He was there trying to make a drug deal.
You've seen this twice, you said?
Yeah. No, wow. The second time I saw it, I was like, okay, so Scarecrow's there already, and then they show up, but he's just make... Like, he's so... Like, I thought he was put away in a psychiatric institution at the end
no,
of the first
No, he rode
one.
Away he in the first away, one. Remember, he vanished
he rode away
the fog,
on a horse?
Screaming, he got tasered in the face.
So where's his horse? Why does he have a van?
Oh. Probably traded it for the van. That's
but
what
also,
you trade
when
up.
They pulled the thing off, and it's like, oh, that's really Scarecrow, mm-hmm. and they pull the other guy's mask off, and they're just like, dudes... Like it, the
who,
whole.
Who
thing
did you
is
want him to be?
He's trying to start
but it's
another
Cillian
criminal
Murphy.
Gang.
Is that how you pronounce it, yeah. Murphy? And he.
Did you want it to be other famous people? Like that's Paul Lynde.
No, but it's the guy. Who, but like,
hey there.
Who else?
I thought there was a truck behind
week.
Me, and I liked it.
But like with.
Hey fella, more like scare blow. You know what I mean? Come on.
Paul Lynde, how many times on the average does a ram make love? I don't play football.
But between, now argue this with me, between 28 Days Later, Batman Begins, and Red Eye, that guy's a fucking amazing actor, huge star,
yes.
made all those movies great, and now he has one scene where they take the mask off him and he sits there and goes, I'm Scarecrow. Or he doesn't even say that, he just right. sits there like a fucking extra.
Well, because
answer
what
that.
They were planning to do was... They for the third movie.
Can you tell
this
story?
Well, I mean, this was one of the plots that
See,
were kicking
I
around.
You might
was
know
that,
this inside nerd shit.
Well, I don't want to like because now it's of course it's all changed. But the whole third movie was going to be it was going to be a giant. Once they lock up the Scarecrow, just like
it's
in
the
Wire,
be a giant.
He was going to start building a army of villains around him, and then there would be a huge mob war between Two-Face, Joker, and the Scarecrow's forces for control of Gotham. And in the middle of it. Because remember at the end that Batman is kind of a criminal?
Yeah.
Batman just decides, fuck it, I'm just going to take over the underworld and I'll clamp down on it. So it becomes this four-way mob war. Because you can't defeat the underworld, you can just take it over and then control it.
But they just like they could have given Scarecrow.
That's exactly like Daredevil.
They could have given Scarecrow a few lines. They could have given him a few lines. Right. He couldn't have just been sitting there with a couple of broke dick Batman impersonators. Like, yeah. like they weren't really setting that up very well. Then,
give him a soliloquy.
Doing.
I say
he sprays a few guys and they freak out. But
he
then,
does, and it's like, is that guy pretending to be Scarecrow or is that really Scarecrow?
But he's also permanently terrified of Batman now because he got dosed with his. Remember in the first movie, he got dosed with his own shit.
That's
continuity,
true.
Man.
But if he's permanently scared of Batman, why would you continue to do drug deals in Gotham? Why would you fucking move?
Move to Metropolis.
Okay, next
or
question.
Coast City.
Next question, nerds.
Hang on.
Hang
about
on,
Hub
nerds.
City or Opal City?
That's
right.
Why does the mayor of Gotham wear eyeliner?
You have to admit he wears less than
is he
Lost.
Super into Morrissey because he's Mexican?
Yeah, that's probably
they're
true.
Setting him up for the third movie to be Thin King Tut. They're gonna bring that villain back from the TV show.
Thin King
so
Tut.
Thin King Tut. Thin King Tut.
Yeah, why don't they make like Egghead the villain in the third one? Just like totally wacky with it.
Because you know how like I never jump in movies anymore because it's always a cat or some shit, you know, and it's always some horrible Japanese knockoff. Like movies don't make me jump anymore. Mm-hmm. But when the mayor is looking out the window,
say, what if you hear the Neutron Dance or the?
Well, then
sorry.
I'm on my feet.
All right, there you go.
But. That scene where the mayor's looking out the window and he's just talking pretty casually and then the Batman body slams against the window.
The BB.
I jumped the first time because I was going, why is the mayor wearing eyeliner? It totally distracted me. And then the second time I jumped again because I was still like, why is the mayor wearing bat eyeliner? Does he want people to think he might be the Batman? Because Batman has to put black shit around his eyes because this cowl thing doesn't
kind of... See, I have a theory about him is that his eyes just naturally have that. I remember Jay Johnson on Mr. Show could always had to lighten his lips because it looked like he was wearing lipstick in every shot. He just had like naturally rosy lips. I feel like he has like some he tattooed his makeup.
The mayor
on.
Did or yeah. or Nestor, Nestor?
No, Nestor.
Nestor did Nestor that.
Yeah, he tattooed his makeup.
He didn't
on.
Look like that on Suddenly Susan when he walk in every episode and go Susan. I've got a question for you, Susan. And he didn't do it when he was playing Batmanuel on The Tick.
You think he thought that was a bad idea?
Yeah, I just out-nerded your ass, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you might have.
I just love the fact that in the Dark Knight, they kind of use the Joker like the shark in Jaws, where they establish him really early on, and then he can just pop up for any... In scenes where people are just talking, you can never relax, because you're... Oh shit! That guy's gonna show up and shove something into someone's skull.
So but scary. So like it's the like I think a lot of the TV shows that have violence in them kind of set the template of like shows like Buffy kind of set up that.
Thank you, Professor.
Set up that, you could throw somebody across the room against the wall so hard that it would kill them in a PG-13 or on television as long as no blood comes out of them.
Yeah.
Like it's like Dark Knight is it's the like most G.I. violent Joe. No blood movie ever made.
It's like G.I. Joe and the A-Team as long as you don't see it actually happening.
Yeah. And as long as they always get shot on this part of the arm, you're
yeah,
fine.
But Mr. T was never like...
After a while they keep getting shot in the same spot. I've only got this much ligament left.
Mr. T was never like, but I asked for a number one pencil, bitch. Like, that was a brutal scene. That was amazing.
Christ. Ta-da! Gone.
All right, so.
All right, let's play the Leonard Maltin game, because the last show I didn't get to it, and people wrote to me and complained.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, those people should be seeing Dark Knight over and over again instead of bothering me. But they're nice. All right, here we go. You guys, say your name when you think you know it, and then you can jump in and be the winner.
Full name?
Nothing. Full names, please.
Christian name?
Full Christian names, because I want Patton to win this. His name's shorter than yours. It's a couple syllables shorter, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe.
Wait a minute.
All right. Here we go. Coolio. Coolio was in this movie. Okay. Coolio. Vendela K. Thomason, who I guess was a model mostly known as Vendela.
Scott Aukerman.
What is it?
Dangerous Minds.
Dangerous Minds, really?
Wow.
I don't know. Coolio's in it.
Coolio wasn't in it. He just sang that song for
He's
it.
In it. I consider
was
that
he
to be
one
in
of the
it.
Students? Was there like some kid behind him like going, I can't see around these twigs.
Oh, Patton Oswalt.
Okay.
Batman and Robin.
That's right. The shittiest Batman movie ever made.
That's right. Coolio's in that
closing out
thing.
The Dark Knight edition of I Love Vendela. Movies. Patton Oswalt and Scott Aukerman, everybody.
I didn't get who's Vendela.
As always, Willem Dafoe is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room